And we have this update on the Yellowstone grizzly bear, an icon of the western U.S. It's losing its status as an endangered species. The Interior Department announced yesterday that it's removing the protections after 42 years. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says the bear's recovery is one of America's great conservation successes. But the issue is politically fraught in the West. The decision opens the door to hunting bears that wander outside the park's boundaries, and conservationists promised to sue. Well, we visited Yellowstone last August. Here Now's Peter O'Dowd met the park's bear biologist, Kerry Gunther, who described how the grizzly population has recovered since he started working there 30 years ago.
When I first started working in Yellowstone Park, it was pretty rare to see a grizzly bear. So if you saw a dozen bears in a summer, you considered that a pretty good bear year. Today, you can easily see a dozen bears in one morning.
So were there like a handful of them 30 years ago? And now how many? Do you have any estimates of how many there are?
Well, there's possibly as few as 136 in 1975, and now we believe there's well over 700.
Credit that rebound to the federal government's decision to list the bear as a threatened species back in 1975. It protected the animal from hunters and ranchers who often killed grizzlies to protect their livestock. But along with the recovery comes more opportunity for danger.
We're working on our safety messaging because there's a lot more bears and visitation keeps increasing, so there's a lot more people. So we're having more encounters, and we're trying to get better at teaching people how to avoid having surprise encounters in the first place and then how to react if they do have a surprise encounter. One of the easiest things to do is find at least two friends to hike with. We almost never get anyone attacked that's hiking in a group of three or more. Bears respect things that are bigger than they are and that outnumber them.
Really, two is not enough.
Two is not enough. Two is better than one, but three is better than two. Now, if you do have a surprise encounter, initially what we recommend is slowly backing away, because a lot of times that'll diffuse the situation. But if the bear charges, you want to stop and stand your ground. Just by standing your ground, most of the time the bear's going to veer off if it charges or stop short.
Okay, Kerry, but I want to interrupt you there, because the thought of standing your ground when a grizzly bear, you know, several hundred pound animal, is charging at you, every fiber of your being is going to be telling you to run the other direction, and you say you've just got to put your shoes in the ground and stay put.
Yes, and you know, when I first started working here over 30 years ago, that was a pretty tough thing to do. It took a lot of courage. Now today there's a product, bear spray, that's over 90% effective at stopping aggressive behavior in bears. And one of the big things with bear spray, it gives people the courage to stand their ground.
And I see you've got some bear spray in a holster on your hip right there.
If it's in your pack, again, a bear is going to be charging at about 44 feet per second. You don't have time to take a pack off and get bear spray out of a pocket. So you want to have it on a holster, either on your chest or on your hip, where you can get to it immediately.
What is it? It's just like pepper spray for bears?
It's a hot pepper spray for bears. It comes out in a really fine mist, so it gets into their eyes. They breathe it in, fills the lungs. The same type of product used by law enforcement, but it's a hotter concentration. And it comes out in a big cloud, so you don't have to even be a good aim to use it. You just have to get it out, get the safety tab off, and press the trigger.
You got to do all that while your hands are shaking and while you've got a bear charging right down at you.
That's right. And so you want to practice ahead of time so that when the bear charges, it's instinctual that you know exactly what to do.
Okay, well, should we practice?
Let's practice.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see which way the wind's going here. This way. So I take the top of the holster off. You want to aim slightly downward. The bear, again, is coming in at about 44 feet per second. If you aim too high, it could run right underneath before that bear spray can settle down. So I aim just slightly downward, press the trigger.
Whoa.
And as the bear's running through it, you just keep spraying right into the bear's face.
Okay, so the spray really gets like what? I'm taking one, two, three steps here, and it seems I got a little bit of it in.
And it's still out there. It's expanding as it goes out, so it's harder to see, but it's drifting out there about 30 feet.
So a caution about using bear spray there from Yellowstone bear biologist Kerry Gunther with Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd last August. We should say, by the way, that the park averages about 4 million visitors and has just one grizzly attack per year. And as we said at the outset, yesterday the Interior Department announced the Yellowstone grizzly will be removed from the endangered species list.